Well, at the moment, we have locust infestations further south in the Sahel of West Africa in three countries, in Mali, Niger, and Chad. In those countries, desert locust swarms are forming. They've already started to form in Chad, and they're planning to form very shortly in Niger and Mali. Now, as the conditions are now dry in those three countries, because it's the end of the rainy season, those swarms are expected to move north from those three countries into western and central Libya, into central and southern Algeria, and into southern Morocco and northwestern Mauritania.
Is it possible to predict when the locusts will reach these countries?
Well, we can estimate the amount of time that it takes for the swarms to move from these three countries to northwest Africa as they move with the winds. And they must, of course, have the right direction of the winds to move them from the Sahel to the northwest Africa. Roughly from northeastern Chad, where the swarms are currently being reported, it would take about a week or 10 days for them to reach western Libya or central Algeria. If there are swarms in Mali and Niger, it takes about a week for them to reach those same areas in Algeria and Libya, as well as northwest Mauritania.
So the locusts have already begun their move northwards, and what kind of damage has been reported?
Well, at the moment, we don't have confirmation that they've started to move north yet. What we have confirmation is that they have formed in northeastern Chad, and as I said, we're expecting them to form in Niger and Mali. So far, the damage that has occurred in northeastern Chad by the swarms that are forming now has been mainly on subsistence crops, because the swarms are in the desert, so these are the crops that are on the edge of the desert, grown by the local people from the summer rains. It's also some damage on the pastures that are used by the camel and the goat herders of the area.
Mali is also expected to be affected. Are you able to monitor the locusts in Mali effectively?
Unfortunately, this year Mali presents quite a challenge. In normal years, the national locust teams, which are based in Bamako, the capital of Mali, they access the north of the country and they undertake the necessary surveys to find the locusts and then the control operations if they find large infestations to treat. Unfortunately, this year those national teams do not have access to the north, so there is no monitoring or control operations ongoing at present in that part of the country.
We presume it's because of the insecurity that is prevailing in northern Mali?
That's correct. The insecurity, in fact, is hampering the efforts to monitor the situation and control the situation, both in northern Mali in particular, but also in northern Niger. The national teams, they're able to operate in the north of the country, but they must be accompanied by military escorts to ensure their safety. So this does limit the number of areas that they can cover.
And what kind of control measures is FAO advising these countries to take?
Well, normally the countries, they use conventional pesticides that have been shown to be effective for controlling desert locusts. These pesticides, when used safely and applied safely, do not cause damage to the environment or to human or other animal health. We're also encouraging the countries, whenever possible, to use biopesticides. These are naturally occurring funguses that attack the desert locust. These biopesticides are very good to use in sensitive areas. In other words, those areas that are near water bodies or villages or food crops or perhaps in national parks that need to be protected.